You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with a personal branding expert. Here's how I know she's a personal branding expert. I just went to the web, headed over to Google, and I typed in her name. Now, I typed it in two different ways. I typed in her first name and her last name, Heather Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. I spelled it correctly, and I could not find her anywhere on the first page of Google. And then I went and I typed in the name that she uses professionally, her personal branded name, Heather H. Bennett. I went to Google, I typed it in, Heather space H space Bennett. She owns every one of the 10 returns that I found on the first page of Google. So Heather Bennett, you're clearly an expert at personal branding. Welcome to More Perfect Marketing.
Thank you so much, David. Wow, that was fun.
So I learned that trick maybe about a year or two ago. I was sitting at a webinar or a seminar. I'm so used to saying webinars now because I haven't left my home in 2 years. But I was sitting in a seminar and learned, a lot of authors, in order to get better attention, are including their middle initial in order to stand out and make sure that their book gets found, et cetera. And I thought, well, that's a fascinating thing. And as soon as I saw your use of your middle initial, I thought back to that time. But personal branding is a lot more than what I just shared. Why don't we take a step back and talk a little bit about exactly what personal branding is and why it's important to professionals out there?
Well, personal branding is so important because we all live, like you said, virtually now. So before anyone even meets you, if they're going to do business with you or hire you, they're going to Google you. They're going to look you up. So your online and digital presence is incredibly important. In fact, to a hiring manager, if you have nothing online, if you Google somebody and nothing comes up, that's a huge red flag that someone's either hiding something or that they're not involved in the industry. So for personal branding, you need to have a presence, not just online, but I like taking it offline as well, where you show and describe who you are, what you bring to the table, what your skills are, what your experience brings, and why you're important for not just your industry, but your company and the people you work for or serve.
So, a lot of folks that I work with happen to be part of organizations that are branded themselves, mm-hmm. right? So, one of our financial advisors might be with, there's so many of them, a brand that if you walk in the door and you hand somebody your card, they've seen the name of that organization on television, sponsoring things. And so why is it important or necessary for that individual to also be branded if they're working for an organization that is already recognized as being a leader or being effective at resolving particular problems or needs that people have?
That's really a good question. And the way I would explain why it's so important goes back to sales. People don't buy things from companies, they buy things from people. And the relationships that you develop between the person who's buying and selling is where the magic takes place. So if you're not memorable and your personal brand is not memorable, then the likelihood of you getting that sale or making that connection is not as likely to happen.
Makes total sense. So one of the things that you said briefly to me before we started recording, and I want to dive into this a little bit, is, personal branding, differentiating yourself, certainly making sure that you're the one who gets that sale rather than the guy or the girl down the hall who works in the same organization or in the next town over that has the same sign on the door, right? So differentiating yourself is clearly important, and building that relationship is clearly important. but it sounds like a lot of work. And I know that you come up against this with folks that you teach this to. So I wonder if you can share a little bit about sort of the challenges that are perceived and the reality of actually helping your personal brand get out there.
Yes, there's two big challenges. One is that people think they don't have to do personal branding, that it's not important, that they don't need to spend time online. And you know, that's one issue. You know, the second one would be that it's so much work. And yes, you could spend an inordinate amount of time, money, resources on it. The way to get around, like the secret ingredient, the key to making it, to basically making it something that you can do and that's easy, is to focus on the target market and really focus on who you're directly trying to reach with your message. And that could be a client, that could be a collaborator, that could be the next person that you want to hire. And understanding who that target market is and directly reaching out and understanding, you know, not only just who they are in terms of demographics, but what their pain points are, where you can find them, you know, figuring out where they are online or what conferences they're going to, or, you know, like you said, now that we're a little bit more back in the real world, what seminars they're going to, and understanding where to find them, what they need, and how to say it in a way and at the right time that they'll listen to the message.
You know, you flipped personal branding around into a direction that I wasn't expecting you to go, which is that it's not about you, the professional, but it's about them, the target market, and how you show up in front of them. And that's kind of interesting. We speak in every single client meeting that we have with business owners around the importance of target market, understanding their pain points, but I haven't really thought of it in terms of how you brand yourself with it. So you've talked a little bit about where to go, but can you give me a couple of examples of what let's use financial advisors, a very common industry for us to work in my company, how a financial advisor brands themselves around the target market?
Well, really, a financial advisor, I mean, that's a really unique and important relationship. You know, it's something where if you get a really good financial advisor, they're going to help you get through life the way you want to. And so understanding that you as the financial advisor are able to connect with your specific group of people you're trying to serve is so important, because you're reaching out to them at really vulnerable times, things that have to do with retirement or college tuition or paying off your mortgage. So for financial advisors, if you show up authentically and with, you know, so that the person can trust you, and you're, you know, demonstrating through your personal brand that you're real and you understand what their pain is, and that you have the capability and the expertise to really solve those problems, that's where you'll stand out. And that's where your personal brand really can make a difference between getting that client and not getting them, and really being able to, over the long run, because you want to develop a long-term relationship as a financial advisor with your clients, making sure that it's a good fit, because that will ensure success from both perspectives.
Okay, I want to get a little bit deeper into this, and we're going to get down and dirty and a little messy right now. I'm going to use an advisor that I work with, who specializes in working with professionals in the trades, builders, electricians, you know, that sort of individual who works on building and renovating, you know, residential properties. What does somebody in that role who works with those types of people need to do branding-wise to really earn the attention and trust of that particular target market?
Okay, so that's a good example. They really need to spend time with them. They need to make sure that they're familiar with the conversations that are happening on the internet, the journal articles, the blog posts, the YouTube channels. They're really covering what these people's lives are like day in and day out. What are they concerned about? You know, is it something where they're really concerned about HR issues in terms of trying to hire the right crews to work under them for specific jobs? But being able to spend time to get to know them, an industry level, and then showing up for them where they're at. So that may mean, you know, making sure that you're having, you know, a coffee or something at a convention for those people, mm-hmm. and saying, I'm not trying to sell you anything right now. I just want to get to know you better, and taking the opportunity to do that. Then you'll be more top of mind for when that person or individual in the construction business is thinking, you know what, I really need to get my finances, you know, in order. I didn't think my, you know, construction business was going to, you know, jump off the ground this quickly. All of a sudden I've got major capital issues, and this has changed the way I'm looking at not just my business's finance, but my personal finances, and really taking the time to understand what their needs are. And that's just a little bit of extra legwork, but it's really worth it if you want to stand out.
In terms of how, you know, that advisor or any advisor shows up to that audience on their website, on social media, in the, you know, literature that they may print and hand out, is there a way to translate what you've just described in terms of, you know, activity and research into the content production or the things that they're putting out there publicly?
Yes, definitely. By engaging in those posts, you're going to learn about the keywords, the topics, what they're discussing, what's important to them, and then do the research on those to figure out how you can show that your services would make their lives easier.
Makes sense. So then you're sort of incorporating what you learn into the stuff that you're then creating is
content creation. Definitely. Even like we're talking in a podcast. Yeah. Why not have a podcast where a financial advisor is interviewing people in the industry? If that's your target industry and you want to spend as much time with those people as possible and serve them as well as possible, start a conversation with them, learn about their businesses and how it impacts their finances. I would imagine there's people who would listen to that podcast and learn a lot from it.
Sure. I think that 12 of our listeners just signed up for a podcasting hosting service after you said that. So
excellent.
So I'm curious to step back because I want to learn a little bit more about your background and how you came to the knowledge that you have. And you come from a place that among marketers, I have a great respect for because you've actually studied this and take, or at least at some point during your career, took the scientific approach to all of this, which is critical in marketing, understanding sort of the science and sociology behind what's going on. You want to give us a little bit of your background and how you developed this interest and focus in branding?
Yeah, so I actually started out in research biology. So I was doing molecular cellular research for a very large company, Unilever, which is well known for its consumer products goods. While there, I was able to work with a lot of marketing people and fell in love with the concept of brands and having a strong background in data and strategy, because I was a scientist, it was natural to move that into getting an MBA. So I received an MBA focused on marketing and then worked for a while in corporate world doing consumer products goods on brands that everyone has in their home, mm-hmm. and loved working at that. Running a brand for a consumer products goods company is like managing your own business. So I was running a $100 million business. Mm. And while doing that, I had a side hustle where I was helping other people who are entrepreneurs or having career issues that people kept coming to me. And the more they came, I was like, you know what, this is really what I should be doing, because I kept seeing success after success. I was like, okay, if I'm helping them using the lens of brand marketing and all of my research and, you know, ability to really digest data and figure out what the right path was strategically going forward, mm-hmm. then this is probably what I should be doing. So fast forward to now, like 20 years later, I wrote a book on it because my clients kept asking. They said, what you do and the way you approach business problems, career problems, personal branding, digital marketing, nobody else is doing. So you really need to get this on paper. And that's, you know, that's how I got to the personal branding knowledge. It came over a lot of years and a lot of experience, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned the book. That's the fun and fulfilling careers. Yes. One question at a time. Is that the yes. one you're referring to? Excellent. Mm-hmm. I've just pulled that up on Amazon. Looks like something I'll be grabbing a copy of as well, and I'll make sure to leave a link there as well. Do you want to talk briefly about what people will find in that book should they choose to grab a copy?
Yes. So it's really based on the work that I've done with my clients over the last 6 years. I started really writing things down, and then about 3 years ago, started writing the book. So it's really simple. It takes you from trying to understand who you are at your core and what the core tenets of your personal brand are, and moves you through ways in which to communicate that, to find a better job, start a business, whatever. So it's really start from the beginning and work your way up. So each chapter is a conversation, short conversations, easy to read. People are busy nowadays, so I really respect their time. And then at the end of each chapter are some simple exercises that will help enlighten the individual reading it as to how to apply the knowledge they've learned about themselves to their business, to their career. Mm-hmm. And it's really meant to be more of like a workbook where you can spend time on one section if you're focused on that section and then move to the others. So there's a pretty hefty index at the back, so you can normally find what you're looking for just going through that.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to be checking it out. I want to understand a little bit about the coaching work that you do, because you work yeah. with people in different points in their careers,
yes.
Either, you know, already established professionals who are repositioning themselves or positioning themselves for the first time, I assume. I'm guessing, I haven't seen whether this is true or not, job seekers as well. What types of clients do you work with, and what are the sort of the biggest common challenges that people come to you around?
So the biggest challenge, I have two main books of business. One are entrepreneurs. So they're people who are deciding to make a major career shift to start a small business or make a major leap into another industry. And that's a lot of work trying to figure out like what they have that they want to be doing, where their passion is, where their purpose is, understanding how their personal brand along with their skills and experience can meet a need or a job out in the world. The other half of my business is really working with executives who know they need to have a social media presence, either for the business goals of their industry or their company. It would be like financial advisors, understanding, you know, what they need to do for their personal brand in order to grow their business or to be successful in their industry, become well-known. I do a lot of key thought leader training for some of the executives I work with, because they need to be out there being a speaker. They need to be, you know, getting interviewed. And how do you make that happen? So really having those two different groups of people, I get to work on a lot of different industries, which I find really fun and exciting.
It's like working on hundreds or thousands of brands inside Unilever. I can't remember how many they have at yes. any given time. Right.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And so are there commonalities that you find among the types of folks who come to you to work with you?
Nice. That's a good one. Right now, the biggest commonality is just using professional social media. So that would be on LinkedIn, making sure that you're doing what is currently working with that algorithm mm-hmm. and understanding how to make that work and what's appropriate for LinkedIn, but then also what's appropriate for Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And what I've noticed is there's certain industries that the different social medias are much more useful and helpful than others. So I think the biggest commonality I see is in industries where, you know, it does make sense to be on Instagram, Pinterest, whatever, and Facebook. That's one group of industries. But then you have another group of industries where it makes more sense to really focus on LinkedIn, Twitter, or maybe YouTube or something else.
And it sounds, I mean, your immediate answer to the question centered around social media. And I know that mm-hmm. that's obviously a place that folks can find a lot of traction pretty quickly and develop mm-hmm. community. Following, etc. Are there other things that are critical in branding. You've talked about speaking. You've mm-hmm. talked about thought leadership, which I assume probably means, you know, book writing or other you know, positioning like that, that are pieces of the personal branding puzzle. Because here's the thing. When I introduce the word branding, whether it's personal branding or otherwise, to any of my clients, what do you think pops into their mind initially?
They're like, okay, I need a logo and a website.
Exactly. And so what we're talking about here is so much deeper and yes. involved and ultimately more important to yeah. their business and career growth than any of what you just mentioned in terms of logos and color choices and all of that.
Yeah, it's really about ROI. I mean, return on investment, not only of your money, but your time. And what are you going to spend your time doing so that it does get you more business, so that it does keep, you know, your customers more loyal. So a great logo is a great logo. I mean, I love my graphic designers I work with. They're amazing. So like, that's still very important. And having a website that works amazing. I know a lot of people who are in that space, website design, mm-hmm. They're magicians and geniuses at the same time. I mean, just managing the algorithm changes and SEO in terms of like what keywords are being used or the latest trends and how to build a website so that it gets picked up right away. You know, there's a lot you can learn, and much of it you can learn just by listening or going online to learn. But I think that's the point, is you talk about social media, but it's really where does that lead you to? If you're on social media and you're talking with the people you want to be talking with, then you're going to learn about things like conventions or live events they're important to go to. You're going to learn about what the books they're reading and the conversations they're having, what podcasts you should be listening to. So really the social media is just like that point, you know, like where you start, and then from there you go outward. So then you can do all the other things, like making sure you have a great, you know, people do still use business cards, believe it or not, and they're very useful, and understanding, you know, there's more ways beyond, but starting with social is a great way to start.
Excellent. So somebody in business wants to figure out, hey, is personal branding something I should pay attention to, or am I already doing it reasonably well? Any advice on sort of the self-assessment that they should run for themselves to say, you know, am I checking these three or five boxes?
Yes, definitely. Start with exactly what you did. Google yourself. And Google in many different ways. You know, like you said, you did a couple of different ways. Google your name with your company, Google your name with your position, Google your name with your, you know, university, schools, or where you last got certified, and really figure out where you're showing up that way. The second thing I would do is create a list of everywhere you're on social and look at all of those accounts. Your picture, if it's being used in a professional sense, should be exactly the same on every one of those. You want to create a consistent brand and a consistent look, which also means silly things like logos and colors. Mm-hmm. At that point, every one of your banners should make sense. They should be telling the message that you want your target audience, or at least the audience for that specific social media, to understand about you. So that would be where I would start minimum. After that, it gets a lot more complicated and more specific based on the individual.
Excellent advice. I've done what you've suggested, and I used to have a very consistent image across all of my social media and on my business card as well. And I handed my business card out, sometimes, and people go, oh, I know you. I follow you mm-hmm. on, you know, some platform. And I thought, well, gosh, this is working. And then my daughter started making fun of the goofy picture that I was using, and I changed it in a few places, and now it's inconsistent. So I better get on that.
Get those business cards reprinted. Yep.
Exactly. Well, Heather H. Bennett, thank you so very much for joining us and hanging out and chatting a little bit about personal branding. Where can people find you to learn more about what you do and whether you can be of help to them?
Of course, I can be found on LinkedIn, Heather H. Bennett, very easy to search. And then I also can be found at heatherhbennett.com.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, I'll leave links to both of those places, as well as to your book, in the show notes. And I thank you so much for coming on and spending a little bit of time with us chatting about personal branding.
This was great. Thank you so much, David.
Indeed. And folks, thank you for hanging out with us for another episode. We look forward to seeing you again on a future episode soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.